I thought I might do it today, this evening, and then I had another thought, and I said, Lord, that's right. That's what we need to do. So I think next Wednesday, I need to share with you what it takes to be a sheep nation. We've been declaring, honestly, for decades. Yeah, it's been a long time, for decades, that Kenya will be a sheep nation, not a goat nation. Do I have a witness out there? We're not going to be a goat nation and have this nation be set aside for all eternity because we lived in wickedness rather than righteousness. That was never the destiny that God had for the nation of Kenya. God has a wonderful plan for every nation. Not many will fill that plan. I wish every nation would fill that plan. Welcome, welcome, everyone. I wish every nation would fill that plan. And that's God's will and God's desire. But because of the evil one who seeks to deceive the nations. Here I'm preaching next week's message, but I really am going to move into tonight's message. Because of the evil one, most nations do not fulfill the mandate that God had on them. No, they follow the evil one into many lies, many deceptions. They work wickedness rather than righteousness, and they go from bad to worse. I declare to you in the name of Jesus, we're going to use our faith for Kenya's destiny to be a sheep nation. It's not easy. And you have to come out of passivity and just living. See, you've got to come into supernatural time to bring eternity into that nation so that they fulfill the eternal plan of God rather than fulfilling. See, the plan of God is for the nations to fulfill all righteousness, but it's so many of them are fulfilling all wickedness. And they're even doing things that are incomprehensible. But God, see, the church is still here. So we're here to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. And we have the Word. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the gifts of the Spirit. We have the angels. We are not alone. Hallelujah. But when this other thought interrupted my listening, I was really listening, I realized on this past Sunday, I shared with you about how the Holy Spirit, in order to bring forth, and I think this double has a big to do with turning the nation around. In other words, just walking in the anointing as it is today is good, and good things happen because of our present anointing. Church, we're bearing good fruit. Would you agree? People are being saved. We just had Vacation Bible School, and so many young children receive the Lord. Did any of you help with Vacation Bible School? Lift your hand. Yes. So several of you were involved in helping. And you saw the children. Am I telling the truth? Yes. The gospel was preached. The children asked Jesus to come into their heart. And so many of them, I heard so wonderful testimonies about the little children just standing there and praying in tongues like they had done so for years. And that just made me overjoyed. See, we're bearing good fruit. That's just one example. But, church, I want to double the fruit we're bearing. I want that to double and then fold over and double again. I want the Lord to use us to the uttermost. Not what's convenient, not what's comfortable, but I want you to get thinking in your mind of the uttermost. And that means we go a lot further than maybe even we plan to go. You understand what I'm saying? In fact, I think today we can't even see what the uttermost looks like. We don't know. I can't describe the uttermost to you. But I know that it's more than we're walking in today. And the Lord will help us. Do you know when we cry out, Lord, help us do more. Help us bear more fruit. You said we would bear fruit, and then we would bear, in John chapter 15, we would bear more fruit. You ought to read that in the Amplified Bible. And so that's what we aim for. We want to bear much fruit for the kingdom of God. But we need help, church, to do so. We can pray about it, but a change has to come. Greater anointing, greater power, greater wisdom, greater vision. The Lord, then, as we go forward in greater, He opens doors that no man can open. We can't do that ourselves. It takes power from on high for those doors to open and for greater fruit to be born. So I realized the three things that I ministered last Sunday, that the Holy Spirit wants actually to transform us and our thinking, our understanding, and He wants to transform our walk in the Spirit. I'm so grateful to be able to know the Holy Spirit and walk in the Spirit. You know, I remember when I was a young girl and a young woman, we tried to be good, but we just did the best we could. You understand? You want to be a good person, but you don't even know God. We went to church. I wasn't born again. We weren't taught to be born again. We were simply given a Bible. They sprinkled us, and we told we were Christians, and we were told, now do good. Oh, but there's so much more to it than that. And so we have to have greater power in our lives, a greater walk in the Holy Spirit. And so I shared with you that if we will invite the Holy Spirit to do so, we will walk in time not as carnal human beings, but we will walk in the earth in eternal time, because we are called to bring eternity to our nation. We have an eternal call to bring eternal time to this nation. And so I just want to review this. Time is a period. It's a season. Time is a step. And it's a pace that we set. I can move through time really slowly, or I can pick up my pace and walk quickly. All of this is how we use our time. Now, we pray, may it be on earth, even as it is in heaven, concerning time. Have you thought to pray that about time? Because when you pray, may it be on earth, even as it is in heaven, you are asking for eternity to come today. I have today, but when I pray, may it be on earth as it is in heaven. Do you know there is no time like there is on earth in heaven? In heaven, they only have eternity. So when we pray that prayer, what are we praying? We're praying, in this day, may I walk in eternity. Hallelujah. Church, that's big. May the Lord expand our understanding that we don't, today's not just Monday, the 28th of August on the Gregorian calendar, but today is a day for us to pray, Father, in this block of time, we invite eternity to be in our day. Oh, that prayer. You know, I'm seeing more and more why a few years ago God impressed me about that prayer. I pray it at least twice a day, morning and evening. Twice a day. Lord, may eternity, may I walk in eternity today. Hallelujah. Church, that's different than just walking in a 24-hour time clock. Because the 24-hour time clock is not in heaven. Hallelujah. We're citizens of a higher kingdom. We are citizens of eternity. And that eternity is God's cycle. And see, he wants to bring the cycles of eternity into our lives as we move and move us from one degree of glory to the next degree of glory. You cannot get there just in natural time. Are you with me? I tell you, can't do it. So I want to give you some scriptures. These are to pray about and for you to take, and you will find so many other scriptures. So I encourage you, have three sections in a notebook or on your phone, your tablet, however you do it. Put time, and I'm going to give you some scriptures today, but collect scriptures about time for you to pray about. Then have another section, and it's about talents. And I'm going to give you some today for us to pray about, but then you will find others. Pastor Davies and others will find others and share them with you so that you collect scriptures to pray about talent. Remember, church, it's not enough to hear. I hear, my heart receives it. I begin to put it in my mouth. I pray, and then the Lord speaks and shares things for us to be obedient to. And then number three is your treasury. I'm going to give you some scriptures today. There's so many, but God's double anointing wants to light upon our treasury, and we're going to have the word for that to happen. And then we're going to write these scriptures down and pray them. They're coming into our heart. And then we put them in our mouth. And church, we're going to walk in things we've never imagined we would walk in. Hallelujah. So it's very important that we share the word. So let me give you some scriptures about time. Guys, can you put them up on the screen? Thank you so much. Yes, you're ready. Good. You tech guys are the best. I tell you, I said, Pastor Davies, our technology, our photography, everything's gone to a way higher level. Oh, I'm so blessed by you. I remember the days. Okay. And we, not you guys, but I'm talking about old days. Anyway, we won't go there. Isaiah 48 and verse 6. This is Amplified. Isaiah, oh, that I tell you, you're good. Isaiah 48, verse 6, Amplified. You have heard these things foretold. Now you will see this fulfillment. And will you not bear witness to it? I show you specified new things from this time forth, and even hidden things kept in reserve, which you have not known. So there are going to be some things that are in the heart and mind of God for where our time. Listen, look at this. Specified new things from this time forth. Hallelujah. Particular new things that we're going to ask to break forth from eternity into our midst. These are eternal things that we're inviting the Lord to release into our midst. Isn't that a good scripture? Yes, that's a good, you need to pray that. You need to pray that. Luke 19:44 in the Amplified. And they will level you to the ground. Now, it's going to get better. That doesn't sound too good, but it's going to get better. And they will level you to the ground, you Jerusalem, and your children within you. They will not leave in you one stone on another, all because you did not come progressively to recognize from observation and personal experience the time of your visitation when God was gracious toward you and offered you salvation. In other words, the kingdom was offered to Israel, but instead they rejected Jesus. So God turned to the Gentiles, hallelujah, that you and me, and offered us salvation. But he's not given up on Israel. Hallelujah. But notice this, that we want to pray about times of visitation, and that we will not miss times of visitation. We will not let the enemy crowd us out of times of visitation from the Lord. So, church, the reason I included that scripture, we want to pray about times of visitation. We want to ask the Lord, visit us and we will receive you. See, we've got a lesson to learn here. Israel did not receive their time of visitation, but we're going to say, Lord, we ask you for times of visitation, and we will receive times of visitation. Regarding time, this is very important to pray about. Hallelujah. And then there's a lot that could be said about that, but I need to go forward. Joel 2 and verse 25, this is Tree of Life version. Tree of Life version. Talking about time now. It says, I shall restore to you the years. I mentioned that on Sunday. I shall restore to you. I'll tell you, God can restore days. He can restore weeks. He can restore years. I mean, in life, so many things happen. You know, we don't know what to do, or we're not very effective perhaps sometimes in dealing with issues and problems of life and challenges that come. And we find that we've not made the progress we thought we would make. But do you know God can make that up to us? And he says, I shall restore to you the years. Everyone say years. Years. Maybe you experienced years of devastation, years of problem and trouble and lack. Are you with me? God says, I will restore the years. Guys, that gives me great joy to ponder that kind of powerful work. I shall restore to you the years that the locust, the swarming locust, the canker worm, and the caterpillar have eaten, my great army that I sent among you. God says, I will have mercy on you. I mean, we've had caterpillars in Kenya. I'm sure we've had canker worms. I don't even know what a canker worm is. But I know we've had locusts. And it was devastating to the crops and the vegetation and all of that. But God says, I can restore. I can restore every bit of damage, all injury that the enemy has done. And I have glorious years before you. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Davies, I want all of you looking for good scriptures on time. Let's make a collection, and we'll type them all up in the various translations you find them in. And this will be Victory Faith's collection of scriptures on time, and it will profit us all so much. But we've made a start, and we're going to pray these scriptures. We're going to study. We're going to release our faith and believe God. God, light with the double anointing upon these scriptures and work them in our midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, now let's look at talent. We know that the Holy Spirit wants to light with the double upon our competence, our ability, our capability, our aptitude. I tell you, the Lord wants us to be smarter than we've ever been before. Hallelujah. The people of wisdom, the people of the knowledge of God. He calls us to be different. And to do that, we can believe God for the double to come upon our talents and absolutely transform us. Hallelujah. And so we know that a talent is also a measure. And so we want to see the measure of our talents double and double again and double again. You know what? I'm believing that for the church. I'm believing that for the adults, for the youth, for the children. I'm believing that for Heritage Leadership Academy. Hallelujah. That we will have the double working in our talent, our competence, our ability. And I believe we will see, you business people, you will suddenly know things and be capable of things you've never imagined you would do. Hallelujah. Receive this. Receive that. There, God wants to work an eternal shift in our talent. And so let me give you some scripture about talent. Now, this category, I want the whole church, Pastor Davies, they'll be sharing scriptures with you. We've got some work ahead of us, but we're really going to have wonderful scriptures to pray and believe. James 1 and verse 17 in the NIV. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. A gift, the meaning of that word gift is talent. So it says every good and perfect gift. It could have said every good and perfect talent is included in that word gift. Every good. If you've got a gift to sing, oh, what a good and perfect gift. I sing very well. Very well, when everyone else is singing with me. But I tell you, Dan and the praise team, they can really sing. Dan, your voice is wonderful, stronger than ever. I'm so grateful for that talent. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds and moral excellence, and recognize and honor and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So, you know, the Lord would not add this double-double to us just for us to keep in the four walls of the church. But this has to do with letting a great light shine in Kenya. That light distinguishes those who know and love God and follow hard after Him, and those who, I don't know, they may just come to church, they hardly hear a thing, they leave, their hearts are not touched or changed. But God's desire, let your light shine. What is that talking about? That's talking about your talents, your gifts. God wants that to shine and for the world to see, how did that happen for you? How did you do that? Oh, your business has grown so much. How did that happen? Are you with me, church? That's very important. A result of our receiving the double-double, God says, it's going to cause your light to shine. In 1 Peter 4, 10 through 11, NIV, each of you should use whatever gift or talent you have received to serve others. Now this gets to our motivation for believing God for the double-double. This is our motivation. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Well, when it's talking about whatever gift, when it's talking about God's grace, when it's talking about serving, when it's talking about all of these things, see, it's talking about talent. The measure of the talent, the gifts, the graces that operate in your life, God wants to light upon it and work an eternal work that will transform you and transform others. We will be carriers of much more light. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Can you see what I'm talking about? These are scriptures to pray for. In other words, you would begin to supplicate from 1 Peter 4, 10 through 11. Lord, the gifts that you've given me, I so yearn and desire that I would grow in grace in this area or this talent, this competence, this ability that you have given me. You know, Dan, your voice could increase until we think an angel is singing. We forget Dan is there singing, and we actually think an angel. We could think, Martin, with your playing, which is wonderful, I have nothing but good things to say about your talent. But you know, God wants to light upon your talent, and you just take us to heaven. Because when you play, you release eternity. Ooh, and the angels from all the surrounding nations, they find themselves, they're coming over here to Kenya to participate in the praise of worship. Carol, your voice, we want that measure that you have right now. We want to see the double light upon you. It's an eternal, it is eternity lighting upon our talents and our gifts. And I'm telling you, it will change everything. It will change everything when we realize, oh, I don't just do this. No, I'm moving in eternity. Eternity has encompassed my life. Double has been granted to me. I'm telling you, it will be a sign and a wonder what God will do. Hallelujah. Now let's talk about treasure. Let me wet my whistle. Hallelujah. That's a good Texas phrase. But you can use it. Now, treasure, we know, is that which is of value that is collected together, or it is put in a certain place. It is something of value that is stored up. It is wealth of any kind. You may be, not today maybe, but part of your double may be to own land. You'll find that coming forth in the double. All kinds of treasure is included in this word treasure. Something of value, wealth of any kind, riches, precious objects, the double. Now let me give you some prayers about treasure. Isaiah 45 and verse 3 in the NIV. Isaiah 45 and verse 3 NIV. I will give you hidden treasures. In other words, you can't even see it right now. Riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I, the Lord, the God of Israel, I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summoned you by name. In other words, he knows your name. He lights upon your treasure. It may be Kidogo Sana today, but the Lord doesn't want it to remain that way. He wants to light upon the measure of treasure that we have today and fold it over and over and over again. Hallelujah. It's going to take treasure in the last days for us to accomplish the will of God. It's going to take treasure. Exodus 19 and verse 5 in the Amplified Classic. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice in truth and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own peculiar possession and treasure from among and above all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. Do you know, people are treasure, and we really need to know that one. People are treasure. But God says, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you will be my peculiar possession and treasure. I'll tell you, I think the highest treasure in God's sight is people. And so we treasure people. But there is also physical treasure. People are treasure, but money's treasure. Land is treasure. Gold and silver, jewels are treasure. I want us to open up our hearts and in praying about the double-double. You understand, people always come first. But there, God put treasures in the earth for his people, not for the wicked. Not for the wicked so they could become more wicked. They can buy more drugs, more alcohol. They can gamble more money. All the wicked things that wicked people do. No. We, listen, God wants us to have treasure. He wants us to realize the greatest treasure is people. But God wants us to have treasure. Are you tired of Kenya being poor? Are you tired of Kenya being listed among the poorest nations? I tell you, I don't like that at all. Not that we haven't made progress. We've made progress. From when Pastor Wade and I first came in 1987 and began living here. Do you know, that's a long time ago, Pastor Davies. We came in 1987. But we want God to light upon our treasure with the double-double. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 12. This is the Amplified Classic. The Lord, now listen, this is good. The Lord shall open to you his good treasury. I mean, that's powerful. The heavens to give the rain of your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hands. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God wants the double-double on our treasure. Hallelujah. He will help us finance great works for the kingdom of God. He will take care of your family, but always put the kingdom of God first. God first, family second. Your work is third. That's divine order. But we want God to light upon the bit we have now with the double-double and increase it greatly. Isaiah 33 and verse 6 in the Amplified. Isaiah 33 and verse 6. Oh, I find this verse so comforting. And he, God, will be the security and the stability of your times. Let's just stop right there. You know what? The nations don't look stable at all. How do we know what time the nations are in? The Bible says, look at the fig tree, and Israel is at war. We're in a period of time of war. and the United States is affected. We have a very contentious presidential election before us. I could say a lot about that that I won't say, but Kenya's not the only nation that has experienced shaking. Are you with me, church? You're not the only one. All of us are experiencing shaking. So don't find this, oh, what's happening in Kenya? No, I could say, oh, what's happening in the United States? You understand what I'm saying? We're in a war season. But we are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We put on the whole armor of God, and He's the stability of our time. We can't look to President Ruto to be the stability of our time. He's a man, but he's not our stability. Who is our stability? The Lord God is our stability. Now let's go on reading this. And He will be the security and stability of your times, a treasure of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is your treasure. I pray for the Spirit of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, all the time. Father, I ask You in the name of Jesus for the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation, the Spirit of knowledge and the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and the Spirit of might, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. I pray that the fear of the Lord is your treasure. If that's not in place, church, this is such a key. The other treasure won't come and it won't stay. The fear of the Lord, knowing God, worshiping Him, loving Him, serving Him. That's the greatest treasure ever, ever, ever. I could have not known the Lord and be swept into hell for all eternity. My greatest treasure is the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord enables me to make righteous decisions and to walk righteously before God and to serve righteously in the kingdom of God. If I did not have the fear of the Lord, I'd do whatever I felt like doing and whatever I thought was best for me. But with the fear of the Lord, I want to do what He directs me to do and what is best for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Oh, the fear of the Lord is our greatest treasure. Hallelujah. And so these are the beginnings of our collecting scriptures. Why are we collecting scriptures? Just to collect them? No, to pray them. To pray them. So, Pastor Davies, I want you to choose one scripture, and I'm going to ask you to come pray about time. One scripture from time. Mom Ruth, would you select one scripture from talent? Yes. Who else wants to pray? Who will be willing to pray this evening? I haven't heard you praying in a good while. Pastor Davies, choose someone to pray. They're very quiet this evening. Yeah. Tell them not to put their Bible up.
So that is about what?
This would be, they would pray about treasure. Yes. Sheila's on the back row, but Pastor Davies found her. Sheila, come up here, dear. Make your way. Ruth, please come on up. Choose a scripture, Sheila from Treasure. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Pastor Davies, when you pray, do you have them stand up or just remain seated? I think stand up is good. I used to have you stand up, but if he's been doing it differently, we'll do it differently. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pastor Davies is getting his scripture. Just a moment. Isaiah 48, 6 in the Amplified.
Yeah.
Which Amplified is that? Not the classic. AMP. Listen, our lives are going to change. Our lives are going to change as we pray about this faithfully. Father in heaven, we bow down before you and open our hearts to you, trusting you to do a new thing, a great work. We have found the double in your scriptures. We've seen you do it. We've read that you've done it before. And we know once you've ever done a thing, you want to do it over and over and over again in each and every generation. Father, how we thank you for revealing, speaking and revealing the double to us. We ask for more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding, more revelation of the double. We open our hearts to the double. And we thank you for a great and eternal work in each of our hearts and lives. And Father, we want to begin lifting up your holy word concerning these things. We know you watch over your word to perform it. We do not want to be hearers only, but we want to be those who walk in the word and reveal the power of the word to the nation of Kenya. So, Father, we're going to lift up the word now. And we, as we hear the word prayed and spoken, we agree with the word. Each one of us add our faith, our agreement, our love, our obedience to the word that we are praying. And we thank you for a new beginning. We thank you for a new thing in the name of Jesus as we lift up your holy word. You told us, Father, all the promises of God in him are yea and amen. And so they are meant for us and they are meant for our generation. Encourage those whose faith is weak. Strengthen our faith, O God. Encourage those who have experienced defeat to be restored to a spirit of victory. A spirit of victory. A spirit of victory in the name of Jesus. Praise God.
Glory to God. We pray this, Luke 19:44. Father, we thank you again. You said you come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Father, it's clear from the scriptures that there is your time, the time that you visit your people. And we do not want to miss out the time of our visitation. So, Father, we lift up our hearts to you. We ask you, Father, to forgive us for times that you have visited us and you wanted to do new things in our lives, but we could not see. We could not perceive them. Father, now our hearts have not been sensitive to your Holy Spirit. We ask you to forgive us. Every opportunity that you have had and we missed out those opportunities, we ask you to forgive us. We confess our missing of the mark in not being sensitive to your Spirit, in not being perceptive to your Holy Spirit, in not being perceptive to the will of God and sensitive to the will of God to perceive your will. Father, it's in the same double that you've spoken to us about restoration. So, Father, for the times that have passed, that we have missed out when you visited us and we couldn't see and perceive, through your mercy and through your grace, we ask you for restoration. Restore our lives. Restore us into your eternal purposes. Restore us into the paths of life. The paths of life. Restore our sensitivity to your Spirit. Our sensitivity to your will. Our sensitivity to eternal purposes. We cry out, Father. We petition. We lift our hearts to you. We desire, Father, increase our desires that we never miss out the times of your visitation, our visitation. Sensitize our hearts, Father. Grant us such a desire for your will, for your will, for your purposes, for your plans, for eternal things, for eternal purposes of God, that we can perceive the times of our visitation, that we can know the times of our visitation. Spirit of God, we welcome you. As we go into this new season, as we enter in your purposes through the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, thank you for sensitizing our hearts, Father. We pray even for our children. We pray also for the youths. We pray for men and women. And we pray, Father, even for our nation. Even as you've spoken to us about our nation, that we may not miss our time of visitation. When you visit other nations to do your will and to your purposes. Father, we pray again that your will be done in our lives, even as it is in heaven. Your will be done in our nation, even as it is in heaven. Father, thank you. May our hearts, even from this night going forward, be so sensitive to your will and to your purposes. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
You are inviting us into. You're inviting us to a greater life, a life of increase, a life of multiplication, a life of advancement, a life of progression. And so, our Father, we stand on your word, Matthew 7, that says that we seek and keep seeking. We knock and we keep knocking. We ask and we keep asking, oh God. We do so not because you don't hear, but because you are talking to us about time. And the scripture says that you help us. The prayer that the psalmist prayed, he said, teach us to number our days, that our hearts may gain your wisdom. This is our prayer tonight, oh God. We are seeking the wisdom of God because we know to each one of us, you have put the talents and the gifts. There are aptitudes of and capacities that are inexhaustible because you and you created us, oh God. The scripture says that you knew each of our days before any one of them became. So the blueprints of our lives are in your days, oh God. So we are asking tonight, reveal to us, oh Lord, what it is that we need to up. We want to up our game according to the plan of God. We know that you have already put the plan for each one of us, but even collectively as a ministry in your days, oh God. And so we are entering, oh God, by faith. We are seeking by faith. We are asking by faith. We are putting expectation on ourselves. We are exerting ourselves, oh God. The book of Jude will remind us that we contend for faith because faith works by our hearing, oh God. So we declare, oh Lord, that we have ears that hear. We are not only seeking. We are seeking with an expectation to hear. We are hearing where to improve. We are hearing where to engage. We are hearing where to shift. We are hearing how to work better. We are hearing how to give more. We are hearing how to receive more. We are hearing how to expand. And we are hearing where to invest. We declare in the name of Jesus, there is a shifting and a movement of this congregation to new levels of finances, new levels of sitting in the word, new levels of prayers of faith. We are not those who grow weary. We declare in the name of Jesus that we are increasing our times of prayer to seek the will of God and to hear the voice of the Lord. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that our prayers are prayers of clarity. We are not time wasters. We are not repeaters, oh God. We pray accurately, mixing the word of God with the faith, oh Lord. And so tonight we declare, as we seek you, we are coming higher. We are coming higher. We are growing stronger. We are growing stronger in the life of the Spirit. We are so well taught that life is spiritual. Therefore, our understanding can only increase corresponding to the spiritual growth, oh God. So we declare the congregation of Victory Faith understands how to apprehend the double. You wouldn't reveal it to us if it is not already released. And therefore we declare tonight, oh God, measures. The Bible says there is 30-fold, there is 60-fold, there is 100-fold, and we can go ahead and ask for a 1,000-fold, a double, an overflow, oh God. The word of God in Psalm 16 says that you've already demarcated our places, oh God, and that the lines have fallen for us in pleasant places. Therefore, we declare we are shining. Our light is shining. Wherever we are positioned, oh God, our light is shining. So we dare call ourselves influential people. We are influencing our children. We are influencing our communities. We are influencing this business area, oh God. In the offices where you have placed us, we are ahead. You did speak to us even during lead through Pastor JB. You spoke to us about your presence, your provision, and your promotion. That calls about the double. It calls about stability. It calls about strategy. So we declare in the name of Jesus, We are strategic in our decision making. We are strategic in our actions. We are strategic in our seeking you. We are strategic in our love walk. We are strategic in walking in unity. We are strategic, oh God, because when you talk to us, oh God, about coming up higher, we are telling us that it is an attention that is required. So we declare in the name of Jesus, we are attentive to the voice of the Spirit, and we are attentive to the word of God. So we are also attentive to our leaders, oh God, because the Bible says that where there is unity, you command your blessing. So we are seeking greater unity at the every sphere of life, oh God. We are united as married couples. We are united as families. We are united with our children. We are united with our co-workers. We are united as a church, oh God. In the support ministry, oh God, there is unity so that you may command the increase and the double, oh God, that you're talking to us. So we declare that out of this congregation, not only is our aptitude going up, but our effectiveness in the name of Jesus. We are effective wherever you place us, because you're reminding us, in talking to us about living in eternity, you are telling us that everything that we do has eternal connotation, and therefore we cannot agree, try to be passive. We cannot try, oh God, to be lazy and lax, because we know whatever we are doing today, the Bible reminds us, it won't go through fire. So we declare our acts and our decisions are eternal decisions that will pass through the fire of God, and they will come out as a reward. And we thank you, our Father, because you have reminded us over and over that whatever we give, even concerning our talents and our service to the King, it does not go unrewarded. So we are calling for the rewards. We are calling for the rewards. We are seeking for manifested rewards. We are seeking for growth and multiplication in every area, oh God, that we are believing, so that we can engage, oh God, in transforming even this nation and all that you place before us. So we thank you, God, that as we keep seeking you, we keep getting better. We keep getting better. We increase in wisdom. We increase in knowledge. We increase in the fear of the Lord. We increase in the understanding of who we are and of whose we are. So we thank you, our Father, that this is only the beginning of the journey that you're walking with us. And it is a beautiful journey. We call it so. None of us is weary. We will not get weary of seeking you. We will not grow weary of asking. We will not grow weary of knocking, because, oh Lord our God, there is a table for us, and it is full of your goodies. We receive it, and we thank you for it, in Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, because the times and seasons are all in your hands, Lord. You ordain the times and seasons. And we thank you, our Heavenly Father, that you always reveal your heart to us, O God. And we thank you because even ahead of time, you told us that there will come times that are perilous. And we are living in those times, even times of war. But we thank you, Lord, because you are our anchor. You are our security. In the midst of time, turmoil, in the midst of all that is happening, even new things, unimaginable things that we see happening, things that we would never have thought that we would see in our lifetime, we are seeing them. But oh God, we thank you, because you are our safety. You are our safety. The name of the Lord is our strong tower. We run into it and we are safe there. We thank you that you've given us the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, Jesus. We can hide in the name of Jesus. We can declare things. We can decree things. We thank you, Lord, that we are not without help, but you are our source of strength. You are our safety. You are our security and our stability. Lord, though we see things happening, even some nations looking like they're going to topple over, but Lord, we thank you because we are anchored in you, and therefore we are able. For you said that heaven and earth shall pass away, but not your word. Every single word of yours shall come to pass, and therefore we find our place in your word. We say that this nation is upheld by your word. This nation, the governance of this nation, the judiciary of this nation, Lord, we lift up your word over even the judiciary, over every arm of government, that declaring that the stability, because of the word of God, that our judiciary is stable, that the judiciary in this nation is stable and shall not be ran over by evil in the name of Jesus. But we thank you, our Heavenly Father, that you have given us a place in this nation, even as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, even to cause this nation to be stable. Father, we thank you that we arise in your power and in your might. Lord, we thank you for the treasures of salvation. We thank you for the treasure of wisdom and knowledge. Lord, the fear of the Lord being our treasure. Lord, we thank you because we have no greater treasure than you, O Lord. Lord, you are our greatest treasure, even as is in Matthew 6:21, that you said, wherever our treasure is, there the desires of our heart will be also. And therefore, Lord, we thank you that because we declare you are our greatest treasure, you are our greatest possession, Lord, you are our greatest source, because you are our source of life. Therefore, Lord, we treasure you above all riches, above all positions, above all titles. We treasure you, Lord. We say you are greater than any gold or silver that we could ever possess. These are secondary things, but we put first things first, even in this nation, in declaring that there is a restoration of the reverential and obedient fear of the Lord. Let that be restored in every part of this nation, even in the government, in our schools, in our youth, in our children, that you teach us once again the reverential and obedient fear of the Lord, that this shall be our treasure. The Lord, our God, we will delight, and you will be the desire of our heart because of even the reverence that we have towards you. Lord, we ask you, Lord, let that be forefront in us, Lord, even as you have continued to remind us about honor. Lord, we declare that Kenya is a nation that honors God, and the righteousness of God exalts this nation because of the reverential fear of God. Let that start even in the house of God, in the church of God, that let this be restored and even be able to affect even our places of worship and even our places of dominion where we stand. Lord, we ask for that restoration of the reverential and obedient fear of God, and that shall mark out this nation, that shall mark out and distinguish this nation, that Kenya will be known as a nation that fears the Lord, as a nation where God is upheld and the word of God is upheld above all other things. We bless you and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen.
So, church, I want you to lift your hands and I want to make a decree. We decree as the body of Christ, the fear of the Lord comes over Kenya like a blanket in the name of Jesus. We decree the treasure of the fear of the Lord covers the nation of Kenya, north, south, east, and west. May the fear of the Lord cover this nation. May the fear of the Lord cover every community in this nation. And we bind the spirit of strife, division, confusion in the name of Jesus. We say Kenya belongs to Jesus, and may the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ be poured out over this nation. In Jesus' name, and every believer shouts, amen and amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise.